Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga. And pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like. 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on June 26, 2015. This class focused on joint mobility for your hips, spine, and wrists. Props you'll need for this class are a rolled-up blanket or a rolled-up yoga mat. All right, let's go ahead and close our eyes then and just take a moment to find your seat. Make sure you feel comfortable. So if you need to adjust or sit up on top of the yoga mat or on top of a block, or adjust where your legs are. And just giving yourself this time to become present in this space for you. And even present in this space, I told you about my crazy story this morning, and thank you for holding space while I let you know. But now I want you to take ownership back of this space for yourself. And that's such a powerful tool to be able to give people a hello when they're going through different things in their life, but not to dive yourself into it. So just to hold space. And maybe some of you have had to do that. I had to do that for my family last night and this morning, where you've had to kind of sit in the room and let people be able to experience what they needed to experience. And so now you're just going to say, I'm going to experience what I need to experience in today's class. I'm going to honor that others might have different experiences. Starting to find your breath. And then imagining that your breath can start from your hips, so from the floor, and come all the way up to the crown of your head, and then slowly go all the way back down. Almost like a water level that rises up, and then it drains out. You're giving yourself that sense of filling yourself up, letting yourself feel expansive, taking in what you need. And then when you're letting yourself empty, you're releasing anything that you no longer need to hang on to today. Any thoughts, any feelings, any emotions that are just not needed for you anymore. Any stress, any struggles. So your breath in is this way to expand and open yourself. Your breath out is that way to release and rejuvenate the body. Taking a few more breaths, feeling that expansion and that release. find your final inhale. Letting that go. And then you can gently open your eyes. When you open your eyes, let your gaze be soft, maybe just a few feet in front of your mat. And take three more breaths. So your eyes have this soft gaze in that they can kind of notice everything around, but you don't necessarily have focus on anything in particular. So you're not trying to check yourself out in the mirror. Take one more breath in with that soft gaze. And let it go. Good. Now we'll work on some side body stretches. So you can take your right arm down to the side. And I want you to work on rolling the eye of the elbow, so the front of the elbow, around and bending so that your elbow almost wants to bend into your side body. So take a breath in. On your exhale, bend your elbow and let it come into the side body. And then take an inhale, opposite arm up nice and tall. And then exhale, think of letting your ribs tuck in to that right side. So your arm doesn't necessarily have to come over the top of your head. You're thinking of tucking the ribs. We'll do it a couple more times. Inhale, you come up a little bit. And then exhale, you're bending and tuck the ribs in. Good. Another inhale. And exhale. One last time. Breathe it in. See if you can go a little bit more by stretching through the side body. For three, two, to release, you're going to start to look down toward your right knee. Take your hands to the floor. Slowly walk your hands forward so that you're in the center. And then find a flat back position. So however far you need to walk your hands close to your legs, you can, to find that nice flat back. Then on your exhale, walk your hands back forward. Let your heart drop down. Let yourself soften into the floor. Take a big breath in. Breathing that out. Coming all the way back up, and we'll do the second side. Use your breath in to let your spine float up, stacking vertebrae on top of vertebrae. And then taking your left arm out. Again, you're letting the elbow wrap around, so you should almost feel those little muscles. They're called your anterior serratus, kind of engage. They look like little finger-like projections on your ribs. So those are engaging. Opposite arm up. Take a breath in. Exhale. Side body lean. So again, I'm not trying to reach my arm over. I'm trying to drop the ribs into the side belly. Come up a little bit. Find an inhale. And exhale, a little bit of a side body lean. Good. One more time. Look at me for a second as you come up. There will be a tendency to want to have the arm in front, and you may need to because of your shoulder, but I still want you to make sure that you lean to the side and not a little bit forward right now. So as we do this last one, take a breath in. And exhale, lean straight to the side and tuck those ribs in. Yes, much better form. Now let yourself roll down, getting that stretch through the back. Take your hands down to the ground in front of you. Find a flat back position. So if you have to walk the hands really up, you can. And then exhale, let yourself melt all the way down, letting the head drop down, wiggling out the shoulders, wiggling out your fingers. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Slowly bringing yourself all the way back up, one vertebrae at a time, sitting up nice and tall. Close your eyes for a moment as you get your shoulders stacked on top of your pelvis, your head over the top of your hips as well. One more inhale. And exhalation. Another breath in and breathing it out. Good. We're going to come off of whatever props you're on and lay down on your back so you can move those out of the way for yourself. And laying down on your back with your knees bent. We'll come into constructive rest pose. So that's walking your feet out so that they're wider than your hips, letting your legs internally rotate, allowing the knees to fall in towards one another. The thighs and knees may touch or they may not, but they have that internal rotation. Let your arms relax by your sides, palms up. And then feeling how your shoulders are doing today, noticing, do they want to come away from the floor? And can you invite the chest to open a little bit, the shoulders to broaden on the back to create some space in the chest? Finding a big breath in and letting that go. Another inhale. And exhalation. Gently let your head rock from side to side, releasing any tension in your neck. Letting that go. And then we're going to work on taking the arms up overhead, trying to keep them connected to the floor as long as possible. So your arms are already out to the sides, and I just want you to extend the elbows to straight, tops of the hands are on the floor, and then slowly start to float them up overhead. And just see how far you can go up overhead before you either feel discomfort in your shoulders or it feels like your back would arch if you were to try to keep your hands on the floor. And wherever that is, go ahead and rest right at that place where you feel like you can keep your elbows straight and the backs of the hands can stay on the floor. And just knowing that for each person, that's going to be a little bit different depending on what things you have going on in your shoulders, how much tension you hold there. And you're just finding that extension through your elbows. Big breath in and breathe it out. Another inhale and exhale. Let the arms float all the way back down, bringing them by your sides, and then turn the palms down. Toe heel your feet so that they're hip distance apart, and we'll start with some bridge poses. Walking your heels in as close to your pelvis as you can. Make sure you let your feet get broad, wiggle your toes, and then plant the feet into the floor. Take a breath in. On your exhale, squeeze your low belly down, press your hips up. Open up through your heart on your inhale. And exhale, slowly lower yourself all the way back down. Do that again. Take a breath in. On your exhale, tucking your tailbone under, pressing the hips away from the floor. On your inhale, think of opening your heart space, so expansive. Let that stretch your shoulders. And then exhale, lowering that all the way back down. One more time. Breathe in. On your exhale, pressing the hips all the way up. See how high you can push them this time. And then try to walk your shoulders in towards one another. And you may get them to move a full inch in. They may just move a little bit. Just having that stack sensation. Big breath in. You're going to lower your hips halfway. Tuck your tailbone even more. And then press the hips up even further towards the ceiling for 3, 2, and 1, walk the shoulders back out, find that broadness through the shoulders, and then slowly rolling yourself down one vertebrae at a time. Once you have your back on the ground, toe heel your feet out so that they're out wider than the hips again, and then windshield wiper out the legs. So letting the legs fall to the left and to the right a couple of times, just saying hello. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Coming into Baddha Konasana or bound angle pose. Toe heel your feet back to center. Take the soles of the feet to touch and the knees open wide. You can let your hands continue to rest by your sides. Make sure your upper back is nice and broad. Or you can rest your hands on your upper thighs. Or one hand on your belly, one hand on your heart. kind of asking yourself if you felt like your hands were like these little powerhouses of energy for healing, where do your hands need to be to give you healing? What's going to be the best for you right now? Big breath in, breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Last breath in. Letting it go. You're going to keep your left leg where it is. Take your right hand to the outside of your right thigh and help your right knee up. And then you're going to draw your right leg across your body until you're in a spinal twist. So trying to keep your right shoulder on the ground, but taking that right knee across the body. You can let your right arm extend out to the side if you'd like. You could turn your head to look right. Your left hand can hold onto your right knee for support. If it feels good where it is and you want to try to go a little bit deeper, you can extend your right leg. Maybe flex your foot, get a little stretch through the outside of that hip. If that's too intense, you can bend your knee again. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale and exhale. You're going to go back into that Baddha Konasana pose. So letting the soles of the feet come to touch, letting the knees open out wide. Wiggle out your spine so it gets straight again. Broaden your shoulders. Open up between your shoulders and your heart space. Close your eyes, allow yourself to relax. Feel the effects of your twist. Anytime you do a twist in the body, you're bringing out your belly organs. So you're squeezing where they are. And then when you release that, you're allowing fresh blood, fresh, wonderful oxygenated blood to come into the liver and the kidneys, the stomach, the spleen, the intestines. So just noticing if you feel any effects. Sometimes it can be really subtle. Inviting your consciousness back into your breath. Finding an inhale and an exhalation. Another breath in. Breathing that out. Final breath where you are. Making sure to release all the air out of your lungs. How completely can you let the breath out? And then take your left hand on the outside of your left thigh. Help your left knee up. And then you're drawing your left knee across your body to the right. You can extend your left arm out to the side and turn your head left in opposition of your leg. Find an inhale here. Use your exhale to let yourself twist a little bit more. And then if you want to extend your left leg to straight and flex your foot, you can. That'll really deepen the stretch. It kind of makes it more of a fascial stretch when you extend the leg. But if that ends up feeling too intense, you can always bend your knee. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale and exhale. Take your final breath. On your exhalation, see if you can let your belly squeeze a little bit more, wringing out your organs, and then bending your knee if your leg was straight, coming back into that bound angle pose. Soles of the feet together, knees open wide. You can move your spine around if you need to make it feel like it's nice and straight again. And then one more time, take your hands to wherever they need that nourishment. If you're feeling some of that release and that stretch in the hips, maybe you have your hands on the hips. If you need to give a little bit of that energy to your belly now that you've wringed it out a little, maybe hands on the belly. Or they can just rest by your sides if that feels the most comfortable. Big breath in, Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Final breath in here. Letting that go. Take both hands on the outsides of the thighs and help the knees to close. Once you have your legs closed, bring your knees into your chest and give yourself a squeeze. Rock your hips a little bit from side to side to release your low back. Find a breath in and exhale that out. Three times we're going to squeeze into a little ball. So on your inhale, your head is resting on the ground. On your exhale, tuck your chin toward your chest, lifting up your upper back, trying to draw your nose toward your knees. Inhale, slowly release down. And again, exhale, chin to chest, pulling yourself up, compressing through the belly. Inhale, releasing yourself down. Exhale, you're squeezing, pressing the legs into the belly, belly into the legs, and then release yourself all the way back down. Take both feet down to the ground. Let your shoulders relax a little bit, and then shake out your head one more time in case that created any tension in the neck. See if you can let that go. Keeping your feet where they are, going into eagle arms. So inhale, your arms up over your head, or excuse me, not overhead, towards the ceiling. And then take your right arm underneath your left, crossing at your elbows, maybe crossing to have your right fingers grab your thumb. If that doesn't feel good, you can always just hold your hands onto your shoulders. Take a breath in. On your inhale, you're going to draw your elbows up towards your face. And then on your exhale, you're going to take your elbows down towards your heart. Do that two more times. Inhale, elbows come up. And exhale, elbows draw down. You squeeze through the armpits. One last time. Breathe it in. And exhale, squeeze the arms towards the chest and hold for 3, 2, and 1. Release your arms out to the sides. You can wiggle out your fingers and your wrists if you need to. And then we're going to slowly float the arms up overhead like we did before, where the palm or the backs of the hands stay on the floor. So extend your elbows to straight. Take a breath in. On your exhale, you're letting your arms float up as far as they can go up overhead where your elbows stay straight and you're not feeling any pain in the shoulders. And just know, there's a difference between feeling a stretch and pain. So see if you can discern what that difference might be. Take a big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale and exhale. Float your arms back down. And then we're going to do the eagle arms the opposite way. So taking your arms up towards the ceiling and then crossing your left arm underneath your right. Maybe wrapping the hands around so that your left fingers are holding your right hand or your thumb. And then 3 breaths. On your inhale, your elbows float up towards your face. On your exhale, you're squeezing your arms down. That's squeezing your lymph nodes. So we're wringing out the lymph nodes in the armpits. Inhale, you're opening up through the shoulders, getting that stretch. And exhale, you're squeezing. One more time. Big breath in. Give yourself a stretch. And exhale, squeezing it down. Hold here for 3, 2, and 1. Let your arms release. Let them relax out to the sides. That's now letting new blood help create new lymph fluid. And then one more time, elbows straight, back of the hands on the floor, slowly floating them up as far as they will go up over your head. To feel a stretch, take 3 breaths. You're keeping that extension as you breathe, so your elbows stay straight. You're reaching your hands out. Five, finding your last breath in, breathing it out completely, really emptying out the lungs, and then slowly letting the arms float all the way back down by your sides. Turn the palms down. We'll do three more bridge poses. So you're going to do that with your breath. Inhale. And then exhale, pressing your hips up. Take a breath in. Slowly lowering yourself down, keeping your tailbone tucked, your low belly drawing in. Take a breath in to reset. And then exhale, pressing yourself up again. And you're just making sure that your knees are squeezing a little bit as you lift up. You find your inhale. And then exhale, slowly lowering down. This last round, when you come up, we're going to hold for a little longer. So let yourself settle for a moment. Big breath in. Exhale, press it up. Good. And then try to see if you can walk your shoulders in a little bit closer to one another. And just see how far they go. For some people, they'll really come in. For others, just a little bit. Then lower your hips down halfway. Squeeze your low belly towards the back of your pelvis. Tuck your sit bones under. And then really press your hips up as high as you can. For 3, 2, and 1, slowly release that all the way back down. Let your arms open out to the sides. Come back into constructive rest pose. Toe heeling the feet out a little bit wider, letting the knees fall in towards one another. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last breath in here. Breathing that out completely. Toe heel your feet so that your legs come to touch. And then you're going to roll on to your left side. And I'm over here so you can see me once I'm over. So you can let your left arm be underneath your head if you'd like, or you can have it bent or relaxed in any way that you'd like. And then we're going to start swinging the top leg, so the right leg. The knee will stay bent. And if I'm showing from the other side, just so that you can see what the front of my body is doing, I'm going to have the top arm here as a little bit of support for myself, so that as I do that swing that I don't rock myself all the way onto my back and back forth, and back and forth. So go ahead and start. Take a breath in. On your exhale, squeeze your right knee in towards your chest. And then on your inhale, you're going to let the leg come behind. You can let the toe touch behind you. Open up through the front of the hip and tuck that sit bone under. So now you can continue to do this motion on your own. We're going to do it for a minute. So you draw your knee in on your exhale. And then on your inhale, you open up through that thigh. Find a little bit of a back bend. So you're just moving back and forth on your own. You can go as fast or as slow as your breath is. And so if you want to go slower, if you want to get more opening or more compression, you want to slow down your breath. And we've already done a lot of poses with the hips in flexion where you have the crease in your hip. So see if you can focus more of your energy on that extension when the leg goes back. So you can open up through the front of the hip, get a stretch through those hip flexors, through your quad muscles, might even create a little bit of a back bend for you. Good. Keep breathing. Remember to breathe with your motion, letting it flow. And then pause wherever you would like to pause. That can be just letting your leg rest on top. You can squeeze your knee into your chest if you'd like, or you can have it back behind you so you can see which one you want to do. And let your eyes close, let yourself soften. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Two more breaths where you are. Good. Let your top knee come on top of your bottom leg. Just let your leg rest for a moment so you're not using any muscular effort. Find a big breath in. Let that go. Another inhale. And exhale. Switching to the other side now. So just simply roll yourself back onto your back. And then going onto your right side. Once you're on your right side, make sure that you can let your head feel nice and relaxed. Adjust your bottom arm as you need to feel comfortable. And then we have a minute of that swing. So take an inhale first. On your exhale, draw your knee in towards your chest. Inhale as you take it back behind you. You can let the toe touch the ground or not. It's up to you. You're just moving it back and forth, seeing where you can find a stretch through your hip. So you're going between that compression and that expansion through the front of the hip. Nice big breaths. Good. And what are different ways that you can stretch that leg back? You can stretch the leg back with the knee up a little bit more. You can stretch the leg back having the knee down a little bit more. How does that change how you have that stretch for yourself? Go back and forth maybe two or three more times while you're kind of noticing how can you change that stretch through your hip depending on how you do it. Good. And then you're going to let yourself be in one position and hold for three breaths, wherever that needs to be for you. You're deciding, you don't have to worry about what anyone else is doing. Doesn't matter whether or not you're doing something correct or not, just what feels good in your body. Taking that final breath in. Breathing it out. And then letting your knees rest on top of one another, still on your side, in just a way that feels nice and comfortable, kind of in that fetal position, wherever your arms need to be so you feel relaxed. Taking three more breaths. On your next inhale, start to roll yourself back onto your back. Take a moment to square your shoulders, square your spine. And then we're going to come into a broken pigeon position. So your left leg, the foot is going to stay down with the knee bent. Right leg, extend it up towards the ceiling. Point and flex the foot a couple of times. Just wiggling out that calf. And then let's do three ankle circles in one direction, and then three ankle circles in the other direction, just saying hello to the foot and the ankle. Then flexing your foot, bend your knee and turn your leg out so that your ankle can rest on top of your knee. And then with your right hand, take it to the inside of your right thigh or your knee and just gently press the knee away a little bit. Give it a little stretch. You can stay here if you'd like. Or if you want to go deeper, if you don't feel a ton of stretch where you are, you can draw your left knee in toward your chest and wrap your hands around the back of your thigh or the front of your left shin. And I think we talked on Monday, for those of you who were in class, about how to hold your foot when we have these externally rotated positions. So you have the foot flexed, but you want to think of pushing your big toe kind of out and away from you so that you have a lot of space in the inside of your ankle, so no creases in the inside of the ankle. And that just helps to protect your knee. Take an inhale and an exhale. One more breath in and breathe it out. If you have your foot up, you're going to set your left foot back down on the floor, but we're going to keep this position. Now we're going to be building a little bit of strength. So we're going to do a bridge pose, having our foot in this pigeon position. So bring your arms down by your sides. Make sure to keep your right foot flexed. Take a breath in. On your exhale, start to press your hips up. Opening up through your thigh, through your pelvis. Big breath in. And exhale, lower that down. Extend your right leg all the way up towards the ceiling. Point and flex the foot. And then bring it back into that pigeon position. We'll do our one-legged bridge pose again. Take a breath in. On your exhale, press the pelvis up, really tucking that left sit bone under. Inhale. Exhale, lower yourself back down and extend your right leg up. Point and flex the foot a few times. One last time. Inhale. Exhale, bend the knee, press the pelvis up, holding for 3, 2, and 1. Slowly release the spine all the way back down. Extend your right leg up, point the foot, and now with control, you're going to lower your right leg all the way down to your mat for the count of 10. So don't go early. So take a big breath in. Exhale out slowly for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let it completely relax on your mat. You can wiggle it out a little bit if you need to. Big inhale and exhale. Now we're going to do a spinal twist. Take your arms out to the sides. Move your hips off to the left just a little bit. Now your left foot should already be on the inside of your right thigh, so you just want to keep it there. You're not going to let it move from that place, so it's kind of glued to your inner thigh. Find a breath in. On your exhale, start to roll on to your right side with your hips only, keeping your shoulders broad on the floor. Big inhale. That left knee is dropping across, but you're still keeping your foot glued to your inner thigh. You're not letting it go. One more breath. Making sure to empty all of the air out of your lungs. How completely can you empty yourself? And then draw the belly in, slowly bring yourself back to center. Bend your right leg, bring it up to meet your left, square your hips back in alignment with your shoulders. And then we're going to take our half pigeon with the left leg. First, you extend it up. Point and flex a couple of times with that left leg. Some ankle circles, saying hello to the ankle, the calf, the foot. Some ankle circles in the other direction. And then coming into our pigeon pose, flexing your foot, bending your knee, turning out the leg. And then just take your left hand to the inside of your thigh and press your knee away a little bit. Now when you do that, I want you to notice where is that spot where if you were to push too hard, it would make your right hip move on the floor. So you want to go to where you're giving a little bit of pressure, pushing through the knee to push the thigh away, but you're not letting your right hip move. So you kind of have to counteract that action by engaging all the muscles around the right hip. Good. Big breath in. Now if you want to go a little bit deeper, drawing your right knee in towards your chest, grabbing around the back of the thigh or the front of the shin if you'd like. And then you're taking a moment to look at your foot, making sure the inside of your left ankle is nice and open, Your foot is flexed, but you're trying to push that big toe joint a little bit away from you. Just helping to keep the knee from having too much twist in it. Inhale and exhale. One more breath in. On your exhalation, releasing your right foot down to the floor if it happened to be up. And then we're going to go into our bridge pose with just the one leg. So arms are down by your sides. Take a breath in. On your exhale, push into your foot. Lift your hips away from the floor. Inhale. Exhale. Lower yourself all the way back down and extend your left leg up towards the ceiling. Point and flex a couple of times. Let it stretch out. Back into your pigeon position with the leg. Inhale. Exhale. Press the hips up. Really tuck that right sit bone under. Let the knee open. And lowering yourself down on your exhale. Extend your left leg up. Take a breath in. Breathe it out. Here's our last time putting it back into place on top of your right knee. Inhale. Exhale. Press it up. How high can you press up your pelvis for 3, 2, and 1. Slowly lower down as you empty all the air out of your lungs. Then inhale, taking your left leg up. Point and flex it a couple more times. And then you're going to keep it pointed, lowering down for the count of 10. So first take a breath in so you can breathe out the entire time. Big breath. Exhale and start to lower for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, belly down, 5, 4, 3, keep squeezing the belly, 2, and 1. Let the leg completely relax onto the floor. Wiggle it out in the hip socket if you need to. Take your arms out to the side. Lift your hips and shift them off to the right a little bit. And then you should feel your inside of your right foot touching the inside of your left thigh. Keep your foot glued to your inner thigh. Big breath in. Exhale, squeeze the low belly down and then start to twist the spine, drawing the knee across the body. Keep your shoulders broad on the floor. Really keep that foot zippered close to that inner thigh. It's nice and glued there, not moving anywhere. Using your breath to let yourself twist a little bit more. Big inhalation. Complete emptying exhalations. Slowly start to bring yourself back to center. Draw your low belly in as you come back to center. Let your hips come back to center. Bend both knees. And then draw your knees into your chest. Give yourself a little squeeze. Rock from side to side. Let the feet come back down to the floor. Roll onto your right side. And then press into your left arm to bring yourself up. As you bring yourself up, you're going to let your left leg come back behind you a little bit. So we did that swinging exercise with the left leg while we were laying, and now we're going to do it while we're propped up on the right hip. So if I'm showing from this angle, you want to have all of your weight on your right hip, and your right hand is out to the side for support. This right arm just needs to stay nice and straight, the palm flat, so you're being nice to your wrist and your forearm. And so now, with your left hand, you're going to grab onto the back of your thigh and help bring your knee in towards your chest, and then release it back, and you can kind of help push it back behind you. So we'll do this for the next 30 seconds. You're bringing it in. You can squeeze the knee in if you'd like, and then extending it back behind you. And now start going on your own. So you can do it at my pace. You can do it at your own pace. Just letting it move back and forth. You can start to involve the rocking of your upper body. So you can let your upper body rock a little bit forward as you extend the leg back. You can rock the body back a little bit as you bring the knee into the chest. You can even drop your head in. So just a couple more times in each direction. How can you stretch and open up? How can you squeeze it in, curl yourself into a little ball? One last time in each direction. And I want you to end with extending your leg back behind you as much as you can. So that may mean the knee stays bent. That may mean you can get it all the way to straight, depending on your flexibility. But your weight is still all the way in that right arm. And let that right shoulder come up by your ear. And let your head rest on your shoulder. And you can close your eyes. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Two more breaths. Soften your left knee. Start to push down into your right arm a little bit to draw that shoulder down the back. You can look back behind you. Help your leg come in, and we'll come into a seated twist. So you're just taking your left foot in front of you. And you want to make sure both sit bones are on the ground here. Lots of options for the arms today. So you can, if you like to kind of hug your leg in, you can twist that way. If you want to have the leg a little bit further away, you can have your left fingertips back behind you. You can reach your right hand to the outside of your knee, or you can just hold on to it. You can have it a little closer, have your elbow outside of your knee. So just take a moment to see what you think feels good. And you're twisting to your left, so across your body to look towards the blue wall. So Tom, go ahead and take your right arm. So Tom, take your left arm to the floor. Left arm to the floor, yep, and then right arm across. Yep, there you go. That's it, you got it. Big breath in. And breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Now, I'm not going to be picky about how your spine is today, but I want you to be conscious of whether or not you want your spine in the position that you're putting it in. So if your spine is slightly rounding, do it on purpose. If you want your spine straight, think of having the spine straight. If you want to feel like you're in an arch, actually make yourself feel like you're in an arch. So do what it is that feels good for you in your twist, but just make sure you're doing it consciously. Big breath in. Breathe it out. One more inhale. And exhale. Slowly unwind. And just take both hands onto that front left knee. You can hold onto the knee, interlace your fingers, or hold onto the back of the thigh. Have your elbows down by your sides. Sit up really nice and tall. Crown of head lifting up. Find a breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Final inhale where you are. Seeing how much you can let yourself release. And then we're going to switch sides and do that same, all of that same sequence on the other side. So you can just let yourself rock onto your right hip, then swing onto your left hip. Take your right leg back behind you, and now your left arm is out to the side. I'll show from this angle as well. And you're really letting yourself rock onto the outside of that left hip. Then from here, starting the swinging, you can start to use your hand to help swing the leg, squeezing it in, and then extending it back behind you, and you can help push it back if you need to with your hand. You're moving back and forth, letting it move, letting it swing. You want to draw your breath into it. You exhale when you curl into a little ball. You inhale when you find a little bit more of an arch. And then you can find a little rocking with the spine if you'd like. You can take your ribs back when you draw the knee in. You can rock a little bit forward if you'd like. Moving back and forth. Good. Two more times in each direction. See if you can keep your left arm straight and your palm flat as you're doing it. Good. And then extending your leg back behind you as much as you can have it go back. So it may stay bent. You may be able to get it almost as straight. Then you're going to let your left shoulder come up by your ear so you're getting a little stretch through that left side body. Let your head rest on your shoulder. Close your eyes and breathe. On your next inhale, start to strongly push down into the floor through your left arm, lifting your head up. And then looking back behind you, sweep your leg around in front, and then we'll take that seated twist. So whatever version of the twist that you did on the previous side, try to do the same version on this side. So that means if you ended up doing a twist and rounding, do the same thing. If you did an arch, do that arch. If you were just straight, do that. So setting up your leg wherever you want it to be, make sure both sit bones are on the ground. Big breath in. And then exhale, taking your twist. So it'll be left arm will come across this time. Good. And then just be conscious of your position. Do you want to be rounded? Notice, are you rounded? Is that what you want to do? If that's what you want to do, do it more. If you want to be straight, say, am I straight? Are my shoulders doing anything funky? How can I be straighter? If I want to be arched today, how can I lift my ribs up more? Lifting the heart up towards the ceiling. Again, it doesn't matter which one you're doing. You're just consciously choosing to do it. Four, three, two, and one. Slowly let yourself release, turning your spine back to center and then holding onto your right knee, either to the front of it or behind the thigh, whichever feels better for you. Let your elbows rest bound by your sides. Close your eyes and get tall through your spine. Two more breaths. Gently open your eyes. Okay, we're going to do some wrist stretches now and also some forearm compressions. So for that, for the wrist stretches, we're going to do them on your knees. So if you need to have any sort of padding underneath your knees, you can set that up now. Okay, so we're going to start with having the hands just right in front of you. And so how much you are on your knees or how much you're back towards your heels is just dependent on how much weight you want to have on your hands. And we're going to work on just lifting up through the heel of the hand and then lifting up through the fingers. So while you're doing this, you're trying to push away from the floor and push away from the floor and then lower that back down. So just doing that a few times. I'll show from over here too so that you can see. So I'm lifting up and down. So you're really stretching, push through the fingers and back down. Do that a couple more times. Up and down. And down, and last time, up, and down. Now you're going to turn your hands out so the fingers are facing opposite of each other. You're going to do the same thing that we just did with the hands, but you're going to try to shift yourself to one side and the other as you do it. So if you watch, I'm going to push and push, and that's actually going to push me over. And then I release back down. Then the other side, I push and push and take it back down. So you can continue to do that with me now. Up and down. You're really trying to stretch through the palm, then push the fingers into the floor to lift the hand up. And do it one more time on each side. And back. Down and up and back. Down. Good. Go ahead and release your feet a little bit if you need to, if you have your toes curled under. So you get a foot stretch and a wrist stretch all at the same time. And then you can curl your toes back under if that feels okay, if you want to keep opening the fascia of the feet. And so now we're going to start to turn the hands so that they go back towards the knees. So you can do that a little bit of at a time and sort of see, depending on how tight you are through your wrists, you may have to take your hands closer and closer to your knees. Or if you have pretty flexible wrists, you may be able to be further away. So you can just kind of notice. And once you have your fingers turned back, then you're going to do a little bit of a lean forward, take a breath in. And then exhale, a tiny little bit of a lean back so you get a stretch but not pain. So again, inhale, you come forward. And exhale, just go to where it stretches. Good. One more time. Inhale, forward. And exhale, go to where it stretches. Good. Come back to the hands facing back forward. Release your feet again for a moment. Wiggle them out. Okay, so this next one is my favorite to do, and I'll show you from the side. With one hand, you're going to reach back and see if you can get your forearm in between your thigh and your calf. So let's see if you can just do that first. Okay, good. So now if you can do that, sit on your own forearm. And then bring it back up. And so you can be down on your other forearm so that you're closer to the ground, so it's a little bit easier to reach that back. Now, if this is hard to do, the other way to do it is to come up onto one knee. So if I have my left leg forward, and then I can reach around this way as well, and then come forward this way. Okay? So you can either have the knees down, reach one arm around, and then squeeze your own forearm. Or you can have your foot up, reach your elbow around to the outside of your knee, and then give yourself a squeeze. And you can see which one you like to do better. And then once you decide on which one you like, I want you to go up and down your forearm. So all the way to your wrist, all the way up towards your elbow. Good, breathe in and breathe out. And you're just going up and down your own forearm, letting it release. And I always think it's fun because it like creates that kind of claw effect with your hand when you really squeeze it, your fingers come in. You know, like if you see, like if you really squeeze it and then you try to keep your hand open and your hand just wants to close, you're like, no, don't do it. Okay, and then let's go ahead and release and do the second side. So you can try again. You can have the other arm around and you can just sit back on it if that feels okay. Or you can bring the leg up. Do it the same way. So two different options, whichever way is easier to be able to get your elbow around the outside of your knee. You're just giving it a squeeze. I'll turn the tunes back on while you're squeezing yourself. And just go up and down and up a couple of times so that you're really feeling the way that you can release that. And you'll notice what parts of your body are really tight. And this is one of the best ways that I have found to be able to release some of the compression. Sometimes the nerves will pinch around in all those little forearm muscles. So you just get to squeeze that out. And at the same time, you're getting that compression into the back of your calf and the back of your hamstring. So really, you're giving yourself like a triple massage all at once. Good. And then let's go ahead and bring the knees back down. If you had one up, we'll do one last little stretch. So with your knees on the ground, now you're going to turn your hands so that your fingers are pointing towards your knees and the tops of the hands are on the floor. So now even just being in this position might really stretch it for you. You may not be able to even get your elbows straight. If that's the case, you're just going to stay where you are. If you need to go deeper, you can rock yourself back and bring it back forward. Good. And if you really are noticing that when you're in this position that you can't get your elbows straight at all, then walk your hands back by your knees. Yeah, so then you can get your arm, maybe you'll be able to get your arms all the way straight. So then if you take a little bit of a lean back, you can probably do it and the elbows will stay straight. Yeah, but everybody's different, so it's just kind of that range. And then wherever you are, you're going to keep your hands where they are and then start to rotate the elbows. Yep, so you're turning them forward and back. Yeah? Holding for 3, 2, and 1. Come back to your hands. Come back to seated. And you can just sit cross-legged. And if you need to sit on a prop, you can. It's a lot of work to get those wrists, yeah? But it was a good thing that he asked, because those are really good stretches for that. Okay, so now we're just going to stretch through the fingers as a little last part for that. So taking one of your hands up, it doesn't matter which one, and then you're grabbing onto your thumb with your other hand. Start to push your hand forward as you pull your thumb back. Good. And then switch to the next one, grabbing onto the finger, taking it forward as you pull it back. And remembering to breathe. Good. And you're inviting your body to release. Each time you exhale, you're saying, okay, you can let this tension go. You don't need to hold on to it anymore. That's what your exhale is really good for. Your body already knows how to do it. You can switch hands if you are at the end of the one. Your body knows how to release the things that it doesn't need. It does it all of the time without your conscious effort. So then there's some parts of your body that for some reason it's forgotten that it can release. And so that's where you have to bring your mind into it to say, hey, I'm just reminding you of what you already know how to do, which is to let things go that are no longer serving my body. Good job. Big breath in. Breathe it out. You can wiggle out your hands a little bit. Let your hands come to rest around your knees. And I want you to kind of cup your knees so that you're really holding on to yourself, and then take a little bit of a lean back while you're cupping your knees. Good. Big breath in. Breathe it out. And another inhale. And exhale. Good. Bringing yourself back to center. Now we're going to use our rolled up yoga mat when we lay back on our backs. You're going to have the yoga mat so that it's across your shoulders when you're laying on your back. So I'll show you. So you want to have your head so that it's coming off the back. So you just take yourself down, put your shoulders on the mat. Let your head be lower than your shoulders. Your legs can relax however they feel comfortable for you. And you can kind of move it around a little bit, see where you want it to be on your upper back. Do you want it to be higher? Do you want it to be a little bit lower? What's going to create the most opening through your neck and your collarbones in this position? And this is a really great pose to kind of counteract all of the times that we have to look down in our lives. So we have to do that so often where the shoulders have to round a little bit forward. We have to be looking down at something, whether it's a computer, even driving tends to have your chin drop a little bit forward, reading a book, lots of activities that do that. So you're just counteracting that now. Another breath in, letting that go. And now you're going to move the yoga mat so it's a little bit further down your back. So that can mean that you just simply roll yourself a little bit more onto it. So now it might be kind of underneath where your heart is. And you can still have your arms down or out to the side, or your arms can be above the yoga mat if you'd like. Legs can be wherever they feel comfortable, but we're opening up a little bit different part of the chest now, pressing the heart up only. Taking one more breath in. On your exhale, roll yourself onto your side, bring yourself up. And then we're going to do the same thing again. You're going to scooch the yoga mat a little bit closer. So now you want it more lined up where the bottom of your sternum is and the top of your belly. So it'll push the ribs up towards the ceiling. And you can kind of adjust as you come down. So you were at the heart, so now you're a little bit lower so that you can kind of feel that top part of your belly get pushed open with the yoga mat. And again, letting your head relax, let your arms relax wherever they feel comfortable, letting your legs relax wherever they feel comfortable. then once again, you're going to roll yourself onto your side. And now for this next one, you can choose to do it if you want to. If it doesn't feel good for you, you don't have to do it. So that would be putting it under the low back. If you try it under the low back and you find that that doesn't feel good for you, then you can move it right away to under the pelvis. So you go ahead and decide if it feels comfortable or not. For some people, they really like having that opening through the low back. For others, it might be a little bit funky feeling on the spine. So you can just sort of see what's going to be okay for you. If you have the yoga mat underneath your low back, you can also bring your legs into that bound angle pose where the soles of the feet are touching, the knees are out wide, and it supports the low back in that particular shape. So you can just sort of notice that. Because this bound angle pose is already a baby back bend through the low back, so when you have the yoga mat underneath it, it just makes it more of a supported low back bend. Take one more breath in here, and then exhale, closing your knees. Everyone bend your knees, soles of the feet to the ground, and then rolling the yoga mat so it's underneath your hips. So now it's like a little mini supported bridge pose. If you're already there, you can just stay there. So you can have your knees bent and they can just stay like a little bridge pose, or you can extend your legs out. Get a little opening through your hip flexors. Now gently bend your knees again. Lift your hips, and then you're going to move your yoga mat a little bit further. So now it's underneath your sit bones and the tops of your thighs, which should flatten out your back. And then you can extend your legs out again, and that will also be a little bit of a hip opener for you. Then one last time, bend the knees and then slide the yoga mat far enough out from underneath your hips so that when you straighten your legs again, it'll be underneath your upper thighs but not underneath your pelvis. So now the whole pelvis will be on the ground. You're again letting yourself relax. Taking a final breath in, breathing it out. If you feel like this is a good place to be in for your final relaxation pose, you can just stay exactly where you are. If you would like to move the yoga mat out of the way completely now, you're welcome to do that as well. So just seeing what you need, giving yourself these next few minutes to let your body absorb all of the information from your class today. as you're letting yourself relax, now would be a good time to focus on really emptying out the lungs with each of your exhales. Seeing how much you can allow yourself to release down into your mat, into the floor. You can allow yourself to release and empty, the easier it will be to fill yourself back up. To invite your breath to get a little deeper with your inhalations. You've done an amazing job of emptying yourself out. So now you start to fill yourself back up. As you're finding your inhales and allowing them to get a little bit bigger and more expansive, you can start to invite in the energy that you would like for the rest of your day today. As you invite in that energy, let it start to awaken your body, awakening your fingers and your toes, your ankles, your wrists, knees and elbows, hips and shoulders, starting to maybe find a little motion, awakening the spine, and then finding a nice stretch, whatever sort of stretch you need. Decide how you want to finish your practice today. What is going to honor you in the most wonderful and nurturing way right now? What is it that you need? Taking a moment to find that place if you're changing position. Bringing your hands into a shape or a place on your body that honors you. honors how amazingly beautiful and powerful you are. Let's take just one last breath all together. Release all the air out of your lungs. Big inhale. Let it go. Thank you so much for being with me today. Namaste.